Well, Niall, looking forward to another Ulster final. I'm sure that's all that's on your mind at this stage.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Looking, you know, of course, getting an Ulster finals, you know, it's great for the team and everything got there. So, as you say, full mindset is, you know, upon that game now. You know, and we know what the challenge is ahead of us now. Down fat, maybe a bit unexpected, you know, the others that they're going to make the final, but they're in merit and we're going to have to produce a big performance.
Yeah, how has that gone down, the fact that it's down? Because everybody's expecting Monaghan, weren't
well,
they?
Well, I think, you know, the general public out there, like, you know, we're expecting Monaghan, but again, the general public expect a lot of things and it doesn't happen. But as I said, they're down with full credit for the win. So it doesn't really change much for us. We just, you know, have to keep focusing. You know, we focus on ourselves a lot for that there. But again, Down, I suppose, have been, you know, a surprise package and, you know, been getting a lot of confidence. So we're definitely going to be have to bring in our A game, you know, the Clonus in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and you're probably too young to remember it, but Down, certainly when they get to Clonus and Ulster finals, they have a certain swagger and confidence about them.
Oh, they definitely do. I can certainly remember back in 2003 when, you know, Tyrone were coming in as well, and I suppose people were expecting them to win, and it didn't turn out that day. So, you know, on any given day, you know, when you're playing football, anything, you know, can happen as well. And as you say there, you know, Down definitely have, you know, progressed as the years went on, and I've played with a number of their players, you know, at college as well, and very good footballers as well.
Who did you play with in college?
Well, I played with Ryan Johnson and played Niall Donnelly, Niall McParland, Jerome Johnson, Barry O'Hagan, a couple of, you know, other players within the panel as well. I know the quality that they have and what they possess as well, and again, as I said there before, they totally deserve to be in the final too.
They surprise people by winning, but I think they surprise people as well by their physicality, particularly against Monaghan.
Yeah, definitely. You know, from the word go, you could see that they got really stuck into Monaghan, and maybe Monaghan weren't, you know, ready for that, for coming through them. But they were very physical. A lot of, you know, but fair hits.
Uncharacteristically, though.
Well, I suppose a lot of people expect Down, I suppose, to, you know, good football team as well. But again, you have to mix it up, and they certainly did that there. And again, they were very good in the counter attack. Got a lot of men behind the ball, and then they broke quick as well, and got the ball into certainly into their full forward line as well. So they did a lot of damage.
And will the approach be different now than if when it is Down rather than if you're playing Monaghan?
I don't think so. No, I think the way, you know, football is currently at the minute as well. Down are very, you know, on the counter attack as well. I suppose, you know, the way you approach different, you know, different teams, you have to kind of, you know, balance your play around that as well. But as I said before, we just have to really focus on ourselves. So I suppose we always said that too as well. You know, within the squad, we've, you know, strong belief in ourselves, and we're really looking forward to the final.
Enough about Down. Talk to me about Tyrone in 2017. Yeah. Obviously, it's gone very well. Back up in Division 1, retained your status, and of course now in an Ulster final. And an 11-point win over Derry the first day, and a 9-point win over Donegal the next day.
Yeah, as you say, we have to focus on ourselves, and that's the most important thing. And again, yeah, it's been going really well so far. I suppose, you know, early on the stages of the league, we had a lot of injuries and different things, a bit inconsistent with our form as well. But, you know, we knew within the panel that, you know, when Championship came around, that we'd be ready for it. So, yeah, we've been playing well so far, but, you know, that'll count for nothing, you know, next Sunday again. So we're just really, you know, focused and putting in a...
And how much was it a case of during the league taking over and maybe coming, waiting for the start of the Championship and the Championship preparation and then knocking it up a notch or two?
Well, I don't know if we planned to be doing it around that there. I suppose when we had a good start to the league, and, you know, we obviously had aims of, you know, getting the league final as well, but it didn't happen like that. But I suppose, as you say, you always know Championship special, you know, definitely a, you know, different occasion and different things around that there. But I suppose we've kind of stepped it up. As I said, a lot of injuries there early on in the league, so men have come back, and it's meant that we've been getting to play games at training. So I suppose that's been a, you know, big part of it.
We mentioned the 11-point win over Derry and the 9-point win over Donegal. Would it slightly worry you maybe going into the final that you're not fully road tested?
I don't think so. Again, you know, them games as well, we certainly, you know, we played really well, like, you know, and again, maybe they weren't as tight as people were expecting them to be, but, you know, we play a number of games in training and different scenarios as well. As I said, the competition within the squad means that, you know, we don't get complacent. And again, when we were looking back at that game as well, and the last couple of games. There's a lot of things that we could have worked on, again, in our shooting and ball retention as well, Fat. So there's always something to work on, and as I said that there, no, we'll be fine ready, especially with the quality of players that's within the squad as well.
How satisfying and how near to perfect was that performance against Donegal?
Well, I don't know if it was near as perfect, because there's always things to work on, but you know, I suppose we always knew that there was a big performance in us, and again, you know, I suppose things clicked on the day, you know, a number of scores and different things, like, you know, could have been a number of, you know, different ways that the game would have went. Donegal missed a few chances, a couple of goal chances here and then, but again, we know that we're going to have to produce another big performance if we're going to have to overcome down as well.
And of course, you're a more experienced team, a more seasoned team this year.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, we've, you know, suppose, well, you know, the amount of players in our squad there, like, we have a number of leaders within the, you know, squad too, so we know we can't get carried away by that performance as well, or, you know, we got the feet, you know, back in the ground, back at training and working on the things that we need to do to prepare for the next game as well. So I think that's really important as well, because football does go very quick, so you have to be making the most of it.
You mentioned leaders there. Niall Sutton has become a leader as well, hasn't he?
Well, I suppose, you know, it's nice to maybe people see me as that there. I'd always like to see that I'm, you know, a bit of a leader as well. I suppose within the squad we've got a number of leaders, but, you know, you have to be stepping up on the day, and I suppose different days as well, different men step up, and that, I suppose, is the really good thing about our squad, and with the panel that we have as well, we can bring on players that can easily change the game as well, but it's an important, you know, phase of football.
Is Niall Sutton a better footballer this year than he was last year?
I don't know, I like to hope so. I think, you know, the main aim for every player, and, you know, within every team, is to improve, and, you know, I always want to improve as well. Again, I, you know, things, you know, kind of work out certain days for you as well, so again, who knows what's going to be coming ahead 2 weeks against Down as well, but you just have to, you know, prepare yourself for it. But again, it's just all about getting different experience, but certain days, certain things work for you as well.
And are Tyrone a better team than they were last year, do you think?
I definitely think so, as well, that as well. I think we've, you know, we came on, we've improved, we've refined different parts of our games. There's a number of younger players that have come in, different players stepping up, getting their chance as well, whilst, you know, obviously keeping a lot of experience heads around the team as well. But time will tell again in a couple of weeks, because it's all good doing a, you know, good performance then, and everybody's lapping it up, but things can easily change in the world of sport. You know that yourself, I'm sure.
Going to go in much different than last year. You were the underdogs. Donegal had taken you for over a number of seasons, very much the underdogs, and teams like to be the underdogs. You're going to be the favourites this year. Do you think you'll cope with that?
Yeah, I think so. You know, for me, anyway, it doesn't really matter what way, you know, approach the game as well for that there. So whether or not, you know, you are underdogs or you're going in as favourites, you just have to deal with that tag. And I think, you know, us boys enjoy whether it is underdogs or if you're the favourites as well, we enjoy that tag as well, because again, people's ready for you to put on a performance, and you know, we're there, we want to be putting on a good performance as well, and we're going to need it if we're going to get passed down.